This is New England Public Radio. Starting next week, child care centers in Massachusetts can apply to reopen as part of the governor's Phase 2 plan, but they'll have to meet the state's new safety requirements against COVID-19. Many child care providers and parents say those rules are unrealistic and potentially harmful for the emotional and developmental health of children. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Since March, Tina Sullivan has been working her job for the city of Springfield, mostly from home, with a 15-month son underfoot.
Is that fun?
She and her husband have tag-teamed the childcare.
I will say it is very difficult to manage working from home full-time with a toddler.
So she's eager to send her son back to their family daycare in Springfield. But when she read the state's 32 pages of new rules for childcare centers, her heart sank.
Some of the rules have become very concerning for us.
Among them, children should play 6 feet apart from each other, inside and outside. And if they can't, teachers must encourage most kids over 2 to wear masks.
I mean, anyone who has spent any time around a child under 5 knows that if you put anything on their face or their head, their immediate instinct is to pull it off and grab at it and play at it.
Teachers themselves should try to avoid hugging or touching children. And, the part that bothers Sullivan the most, wear masks in the classroom.
Not being able to watch adult speech and also be able to see their facial expressions, that's a huge part of how they learn and develop at that age. I feel like that's sort of going to add to the emotional trauma of having already been separated from people for 3 months.
This is uncharted territory for everyone, and so we're not trying to punish children for being children.
Samantha Eigner-Triwerge is Massachusetts Commissioner for Early Education and Care. She says public health professionals helped develop the requirements, and she's confident child care providers will come up with the right kinds of activities, toys, and room setup.
We are relying on our child development experts in the field to really think about how they redesign their days to encourage social distancing and also have the growth and learning and fun that children need to enjoy their day.
But those experts are not so sure. In fact, many of them are livid. Childcare providers have taken to social media to protest the new rules, which also include continuously screening children for symptoms. Many childcare centers will have to reduce the number of children, and that means losing out on tuition money, added on to the costs of extra cleaning. 35,000 people have signed a petition asking the state to revise the requirements.
I'm staying up late nights now thinking about how am I going to make this not frightening for young children.
Suzanne Stillinger is a teacher at Farmhands Preschool in Northampton. She's dreading not being able to physically soothe children at nap time or having to tell children to stay away from each other and not to share toys.
Inside, the guidelines are encouraging us to create individual play spaces for children, which feel a little bit like stalls, you know, like horse stalls.
Stillinger and other providers have posed the question, if it's not safe enough to open with lesser precautions, then maybe it's just too soon to reopen, period.
We are rushing into this because people need to get back to work, because there's been a failure at the state and federal level to support working families during a global pandemic. And who's going to be asked to pay the price for that?
But Commissioner Samantha Eigner-Triwerge says her department is moving according to CDC guidelines and the governor's reopening plan, and she'll reevaluate every 2 months. And while she's confident the plan makes sense,
no provider is going to be forced to reopen.
She does acknowledge, however, that any childcare center that wants to keep getting state subsidies for low-income families will have to open now. Farmhands preschool director Alia Stouffer-Kolozic is still weighing whether she can reopen on the state's timeline, but she thinks families will expect her to.
It feels like there's this kind of urgency now, and the biggest frustration is that we feel like that urgency and that responsibility is on our shoulders.
Parent Tina Sullivan says she'll soon be expected to work mostly from the office, so she'll probably have to send her son back to childcare. But she'd rather the setting be nurturing and open, even if that means there's more risk of getting the virus.
At some point, we have to start edging back towards some form of new normal, and I want it to have as little emotional and developmental harm to my child as possible.
Child care providers can submit their plans for reopening as soon as Monday, and the Department of Early Education says the turnaround for provisional approval will be quick. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.